Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
To welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for divine enablement. Thank you for enlarged coasts. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all manners of victory that you have brought for us. Father, we say thank you because you and you alone deserve to be thanked. And Lord, we say thank you this day and be thou lifted up, high Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified. We thank you for all the past programs. We thank you, everlasting God, for all manners of testimonies. Thank you for the souls that have been saved. We say glory be unto your holy name. We thank you, Lord, even for today's broadcast. We thank you, Lord, that indeed you are going to do something wonderful in our lives, that indeed you are going to draw us closer and closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we bless and we honor you, Daddy. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanked. Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, I pray that the Almighty God will visit you specially today. The Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, The Password Called Thank You. The password called thank you. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Psalm 100. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 5, but I'm going to zero in on verse 4. I'm reading from the Message version. It says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sink yourself into his presence. Know this, God is God. God made us. We didn't make him. We are his people, his well-tended sheep. Verse 4 says, enter with the password, thank you. Make yourself at home, talking praise. Thank him, worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We are talking about the password that is called thank you. Thank you is a password. And a password is something that gives you access. Without the password, you will not be able to access even what belongs to you. You will not be able to access your bank account. You will not be able to access so many things, even if they are yours, just because you do not have the password. Brothers and sisters, and that is how it is in the kingdom of God. God has promised you, he has promised me a lot of good things. But for us to be able to access it, we need that password called thank you. We need to have an heart of gratefulness. You see, gratefulness is not something that can be faked. It's not something you can pretend to be. It's something that comes from your heart. It comes with a joyful heart. And I pray that indeed the grace for you to be thankful, to be grateful to this God, the Almighty God, is going to release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we say password thank you. Password. Let us look at certain things about password. One thing I know about password is that password is not generic, but it is specific to you. That means that you may even have the same bank account, but for you to log on into that same bank account that you and I are joint signatories, we have different passwords to it. So password is not generic. It is specific to you. So what I'm saying is that nobody is going to thank God for you. You have to thank God by yourself. You have to give thanks to God for you to be able to access that which the Lord has ordained for you. And I pray that indeed you will begin to use that password. And by so doing, everything that God has ordained for you, you will be able to access them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, password, at times you have to memorize your password or you have to write it down somewhere. So password is something that has to be meditated upon and written in your heart. The word of God must not depart from your mouth. You must meditate upon it day in and day out, so that you might be successful in all that you do. Brothers and sisters, let password thank you be engraved in your heart. It's not something that you can forget. You have to remember it in the morning, at daytime, at nighttime. Wherever you are going, say thank you to this God. Be grateful unto him. And indeed, the Lord will show you his mercy. But I want us to also know that when we are talking about God's password, you know it by revelation. It doesn't make sense to any other person. Brothers and sisters, if I write down my password, it may be ABYZ12567. Anybody that sees it written down, it will not make sense to that person. The only person it makes sense to is me and the portal I want to use it to access. That means that that password makes sense to only me and to my God. Brothers and sisters, not until the word of God becomes a revelation to you, it will not make any sense. You can read the Bible, you can memorize it. If it does not come to you as a revelation, it will not give you access into the promises of God. That which God has ordained for you, it will not give you access to it until it becomes a revelation. So when this word of God that we are sharing now, when we are talking about using thank you as a password, until it becomes yours, until it becomes a revelation to you, you will not be able to use it. I pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will open your eyes to begin to see the benefit of being grateful to him, that you may use that to access that which the Lord has ordained for you, that indeed the word of God will be a true revelation to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's something that has to come to you as a revelation. Another thing that we must know about password is that if you forget it, you need to go through a security check. You have to go through a security check in order for you to reset it. So, yes, you can forget it. You want to access it, say you have forgotten your password. Say, click on that button and go and reset your password. But for you to reset your password, they ask you some questions. And some of the questions they may ask you is, what is your username? You may ask you your username. So what is your name? What name do you have in Christ? If your name is not registered, there is no way you can access it. Brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is that, is your name written in the book of life? If your name is not written in the book of life, you cannot access the blessings of God. So you must have a username that is registered. So if your name is not there, there's just nothing you can do. It will tell you, go and register. Go and register. Go and be saved. Go and accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Not until your name is written in the book of life, it is not possible for you to even access it. So brothers and sisters, you must register. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior for you to be able to use that password in the first instance. Another thing, when you are trying to reset your password, let me ask you, what is your postcode? Let me ask you the address, your address. What is your address? And the question is, God is asking you, where are you? Are you where you are supposed to be? When Adam and Eve sinned, the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible says, then the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Brothers and sisters, where are you? Are you where God wants you to be, or you are not there? God wants you to be at a particular location. You are not there. God wants you to serve in a particular ministry in the body of Christ. Are you there? Are you not there? Wherever you are, God wants to know. Are you where He wants you to be? Brothers and sisters, I pray that in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will reveal to you where you need to be, and He will grant you the grace and the strength for you to be where God wants you to be, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another question they may ask you in order to reset your password is your date of birth. Do you know where you are coming from? Do you know how long this God has kept you, right from your mother's womb up to this day? Are you aware of all He has done for you, all the battles that the Lord has fought for you, many of which you are not even aware of? And indeed, God has granted you victory. You go to bed, He wake you up. You didn't do anything to wake up. It's not the alarm clock that woke you up. It's God that woke you up. Are you aware of all that He has done for you? Are you grateful for everything that the Lord has done for you? Another question they may ask you is, what is your mother's maiden name? Do you know your source? Do you know your source? If you forget your source, you will not be able to get to where you are going. Always remember your source. Always remember your source. And when you have passed through all this security check, they will now tell you that, okay, set your password. But they give you a condition. They may say that, oh, it must be alphanumeric. It must be nothing less than 12 digits. You must not have different types of letters or different things there. They give you all those conditions. In the same way, in the things of God, there are conditions to be met. And what is the condition for being grateful? The number one condition is that it must come from your heart. It must come from your heart. You must be joyful. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 95 verse 1, say, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. It must be joyful. Your thankfulness must be joyful. Another thing about the condition is that it must be verbalized. You must say it out. It must be done in the public. Let the people know, not just only when you are in the corner of your bedroom. That is the only time you thank God. It must be verbalized. You must say it. Let the whole world know that you are grateful for what God has done, for what God is doing, for what God is set to do for you. It must be verbalized. There are conditions. And if you do not meet those conditions, there is nothing you can do. So brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. Are you that child that is grateful? Or you are the one that goes about complaining, grumbling? There is opportunity for you to reset. Or are you somebody that your name has not even been registered? Your name is not in the book of life. You cannot even access anything. Your case is not even a case of having to reset. Your case is having to register. So, brothers and sisters, whichever category you belong to, the one that I want to reset, the one that I want to register, I'm giving you the opportunity today. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that have had this message today, the Almighty God will be with you. He will keep you. He will guide you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will perfect all that concerns you. Whenever you call unto him, he will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will take you higher and higher, beyond your widest imagination. In the mighty name of Jesus. Diseases and affliction shall be far away from you. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.